I'd now like to hand over to the Legate from the Office of the Attorney General. What we will be submitting before you responds to the recommendations and questions made by a range of countries such as Germany, Argentina, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Cyprus, the United States, Finland, Gabon, Hungary, Czech Republic and Switzerland. Pursuant to the peace agreements implementation, in 2017, the Office of the Attorney General was reorganized to strengthen its investigative capacity and its capacity to bring charges with the creation of a range of directorates, a special unit for investigation, and strengthening the Directorate of National Human Rights in order to guarantee access for victims to justice in a post-conflict scenario, in order to try in the best possible fashions those criminal organizations and attack their funding. This reorganization has also strengthened access to justice in 151 municipalities, strengthening thus the institutional presence in those regions of greatest risk. As regards those deaths illegitimately submitted as fallen in combat, the office has implemented an investigative strategy. We are starting with the material executors and we're moving to higher levels. 2,423 investigations are ongoing, trying 5,106 military personnel, including 134 colonels. 1,683 of them have already been convicted. We have put in place our strategy to prioritize investigation of homicides and threats made against human rights defenders, which was presented in 2017 in the Inter-American Human Rights Commission. In investigations into acts of violence against defenders, there is a protocol of action, standard operating procedures. The first hypothesis is a violent death, relationship with the activity as a defender, which is virtually always the case. Between 2016 and April 2018, our office received 261 cases, of which we've clarified about 41% of these homicides. In terms of trade union freedom of association, in 2016, we've set up an elite group when it comes to follow-up investigations of aggression against trade unionists. Thanks to this, 26% of those cases have benefited from a negotiated solution between the worker and the company. For murders, we have increased by twofold our clear-up rate. We've also increased the effectiveness and efficiency of our investigation indictment of aggressions against journalists. In the period 2014 to 2017, the Office of the Attorney General recorded 8 cases of murders of journalists. The clear-up rate has improved 75%. Other of the peoples that the office is prioritizing are indigenous peoples. We've now got work done between what we call the ordinary courts and the indigenous jurisdiction, addressing requests from the peoples themselves and dealing with those requests for support. As regards homicides of ex-combatants of FARC and family members, the Special Investigation Unit is responsible for that investigation. Of the 58 cases reported, we made progress 37% in clarification of those cases. The Attorney General Office is implementing its plan for investigating an effective indictment of third civilian parties and state agents linked to armed actors outside the law, including funding. We have a special team responsible for systematizing all these processes and prioritizing criminal analysis and associating cases. We're also in Colombia making progress in creating different strategies to combat sexual violence, intra-family violence and human trafficking, with very positive results in our investigation indictment of these illegal acts. It means that we've been able to increase the indictment rate. Our office has also consolidated an integral report to hand over to the Special Justice System for Peace for all cases related to sexual violence as part of the armed conflict. It has also carried out relevant actions investigating indictment of recruitment of children, adolescents and the use of minors in the commission of offences. This means that the justice system has made real achievements. It's reflected in the 500 convictions for the use of minors in committing offences. We've also worked consistently on the issue of enforced disappearance. We've recovered 8,919 victims' bodies. 4,296 of the bodies have been identified and handed back to their families. Ladies and gentlemen, the Attorney General's office has stepped up its investigative capacity to dismantle criminal organisations as well as new ones, and we have the support of various states in this. To conclude, ladies and gentlemen, we've shared with you just some of the progress that we have made in these problems and issues. Allow me now to hand over to the representative of the Ministry of Defence.